And that was planted by Henrik Åkesson. And the reason why he started planting trees here was because the ray and wheat and everything, the earth was so bad, the soil was so bad, so it didn't pay off.
Yeah.
And then he realized that there were a lot of wild apples around, so they started planting trees. And the result you can see here, five generations later.
Your family?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just dedicated to this place.
Okay.
And his son, Ivar Åkesson, started this juice pressing factory in 1935. And these are actually the original machines.
Oh, wow.
I suppose you're familiar with the process?
Yes, a little bit.
So you wash the apples, put them in the crush, and you crushed it.
Crush them.
And if you buy these manual machines today, they look approximately the same. I got one at home.
And
it's
just
a big
wheel on it here.
Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good for you.
Your upper rodeo, that's good.
Keeps me fit.
Yeah.
And then they took all the crushed apples.
Pressed them.
Had them into this fabric and alternated it. With this
separator.
Yes. And as you can see, they had two different plates down here. So when this one was done, they swift. And then they took this handle and pressed this metal part down to press it all down. And it came out in gutter. Then they took the juice and pumped it up through this filter down in this barrel. But in order to preserve it, they had to pasteurize it. It was mostly women working with this. And she had to keep the temperature between 72 and 80 degrees Celsius.
Just to kill the bacteria and
to kill the bacteria, but to avoid vaporizing the juice.
Because
it was too hot.
The flavor of it.
Exactly. So she had a really important job to make, And if she ruined it, she ruined the job for everybody else in the beginning of the line. Then the bottles are actually used wine bottles from Germany.
Sterilized.
Yes, first they washed it with sulfur.
Sulfur?
Sulfur, yes. And then they put it on this carousel. And this was with water and this was with sulfur. Sorry, I forgot the English name. It's got up there. To sterilize it. And as they turned this wheel, it came out and in the bottles. Then they took the bottles, this highly efficient system, filling one bottle at a time. So it looks like a shower, but actually inside here you can feel it's a small pipe. So you put the bottle up there.
Then
one bottle at a time, placed it there. Took the cork into the machine.
By hand.
Done. And these are actually original bottles.
From the 1930s?
Yes.
Yeah.
And